I came across a very interesting and funny meme the other day, and it kind of goes something like this. Dear 2020, this stuff was definitely not on my vision board for the year. Don't you just feel like whatever your plans were for the early part of the year, they've just sort of flown out the window? Well, we're almost halfway through the year, and I think that most of us can safely say that this year has been and is likely going to be nothing like we've ever imagined. No one knows what the rest of the year will likely look like, and it almost feels like plans have not only changed but shifted a whole 360 degrees. As we all try to grapple with our lives, our careers, our families, our health, our communities, and neighborhoods, people are finding ways to slowly bring some semblance of order and normalcy back in their lives. As the season changes and warm weather makes its way through much of the Northern Hemisphere, I know I, for one, long to get outside and enjoy the fresh air. There's nothing I like more than walking barefoot on the grass. I don't know why, it just calms me and almost grounds me back to earth, both literally and figuratively. While my summer, and I suspect yours as well, is going to look nothing like what it did before, I find myself looking for ways to explore the outdoors safely, and not just for myself, but for the people around me. You know, there's something that keeps drawing me into Japanese culture. Whether it's the concept of wabi-sabi, which is the perfectly imperfect, or kintsugi, which is the art of golden repair, Japanese aesthetics and sensibilities speak to a deep-rooted connection with the elements all around us, both mind, body, and soul, and within us as well as around us. I absolutely fell in love with the concept of shinrin-yoku, which is also known as forest bathing. And today on the Culturally Ours podcast, I want to walk you through this practice of enjoying nature and the outdoors with the intention of being more connected with the natural world around us.
Welcome to Culturally Ours, a show where we explore global cultural diversity in an intimate way through conversations and narratives around lifestyle, culture, food, art, and travel. Host Karthika Gupta talks to people from all over the world who have intimately experienced different cultures as a way to understand each other's worlds from the inside out, focusing on what we have in common.
Shinrin-yoku, as it's known in Japan, is the ancient practice of forest bathing. Now, forest bathing is not what you might think, but simply the art of getting outdoors into the woods and natural spaces as a way to reestablish our innate connection with nature. Since time immemorial, humans have always existed in and around nature. But as we've evolved, cities and urban jungles soon replace the natural world, and we find ourselves increasingly estranged from the wild. The concept of Shinrin-yoku was developed in the early 1980s by Tomohide Akiyama, the then Japanese Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fishery, who saw it as a way to connect an ancient Japanese practice with a more health-oriented ecotourism approach. A Shinrin-yoku session, or retreat, as you might want to call it, is typically a guided activity that begins with an invitation to interact with the natural world, taking in the natural world with all our senses, touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. You can smell the air, listen to the birds, explore the textures, taste the forest, simply by taking it all in. After a designated amount of time in the wild, the group then gathers together to share experiences. They discuss how different senses engaged, what thoughts or feelings emerged, what inner truths came forth. Sessions often include a brief tea ceremony at the end. Now, before you go dismiss Shinrin-yoku as perhaps something that's all fluff, there is actually hard science and data behind its benefits. Research has shown time and time again that there are many health benefits to interacting with nature, including Japanese studies on forest medicine, which shows how exposure to trees reduces heart rate, blood pressure, and the stress hormone cortisol. But the benefits of integrating with nature are far more than just physical. They are emotional. They're spiritual. We share a detailed article on the benefits of outdoor-inspired living on the Culturally Ours blog, which I will link to the show notes in case you want to read a little bit more on the benefits of the outdoors. What's more, our immune function also improves thanks to phytosine, an essential oil that trees release to guard against insects and disease. The oil increases our production of natural killer cells that fight cancer and other diseases. And the cells remain elevated even after we've left the forest. Not only does Shinrin Yoku make you feel better in the short term, but a regular walk in the woods can also act as a preventative medication in the long run. And you know what's the best part? It is not tied to the level of physical activity, as in you don't need to go for a brisk walk, a jog, or a run to just elevate your heartbeat to enjoy these health benefits. In fact, a key differentiator for the practice of Shinrin Ryokyu is the element of being still while in nature. Multitasking, like listening to a podcast, an audiobook, listening to music, or talking on the phone, checking your step count or heart rate monitor, all of that is discouraged. The idea being that when you are in nature, which is considered a living, breathing mechanism, it takes the natural environment about 20 to 30 minutes to get used to your presence and settle down. You then become a part of the natural world as opposed to a visitor or an intruder, getting higher benefits than if everything was disrupted. Hey there! I hope you are enjoying this episode of Culturally Ours. Did you know there are so many wonderful resources, articles, and blog posts on the website to extend your Culturally Ours experience? We also have a library of free resources like a travel guide to some of the most culturally diverse places around the world, a global kitchen essentials cheat sheet, and so much more. Head on over to culturallyours.com/free to grab these and be sure to check back often as we're constantly adding more resources just for you. Now, let's get back to the episode. Getting started with the practice of Shinrin Yoku is actually quite simple. To begin, stand still and orient yourself to all the different directions around you. Spend a few minutes facing north, then south, then east, and then west with your eyes closed, and then repeat it with your eyes open. Connect with your life by asking yourself, what do each of these directions represent for you? And what memories come up and what emotions surface? Acknowledge them for what they mean for you and pick a direction that is most relevant. Next, pick a tree that stands out to you and introduce yourself to it. Feel it, touch it, smell it, and even get up close and listen to it. Notice the subtle details around where it sits in relation to the other trees, the texture, and the feel. Trees are living, breathing mechanisms that often lead very entwined lives with everything else around them. As you familiarize yourself with them, you begin to establish a relationship with them that makes sense. The core element of any Shinrin Yoku session is to develop a sense of being and belonging. Using nature to understand where you are in the universe of your life. Engage all your senses to connect with all of that is around you and lean in to all that the forest provides. It involves the practice of actively communicating with the land, something perhaps we all really need to do right now more than anything else. I do want to point out that forest bathing is not the same as hiking. The key differentiator is that forest bathing, or Shinrin Yoku, is about being present right where you are. It is not something to rush through, and the goal is not physical exercise per se. Instead, you find what calls to you the most and stay to establish a relationship and connection. Whereas hiking is all about getting to the destination. The pace of hiking tends to be faster than forest bathing. In fact, in some cases, forest bathing is typically just about a mile or less and takes around 2 to 4 hours. You come out of it feeling very relaxed, grounded, instead of sweaty and spent like a typical hiking activity. Forest bathing, or Shinrin-yoku, is best seen as a practice, not a one-time event. Developing a meaningful relationship with nature occurs over time, and it's deepened by returning again and again through the natural cycles of the season. A forest bathing session in spring is likely going to be very, very different from a forest bathing session in the fall. Embracing those seasonal changes and seasonal influences is key to getting the most out of your Shinrin-yoku session. Like yoga, meditation, prayer, or working out, Shinrin-yoku is a practice. Today, Shinrin-yoku is being practiced widely in many parts of the world. You can check out the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy for a session near you. Shinrin-yoku is also a very accessible practice. It can be applied to a wide variety of people. You really don't need much to get started with this. You don't even have to have a forest nearby to be in nature. Any space that has nature around you, like a state park, a garden, an arboretum, or even your backyard, can take place of a forest. At the end of the day, please remember that it can be whatever you want it to be. Forest therapy is not an extractive process where we treat our forests as a resource from which we extract well-being for humans. Instead, think of Shinrin-yoku as a deeply relational practice, characterized by a sense of loving, tender connection. This connection leads naturally to an ethic of tenderness and reciprocity. Forest therapy is about creating relationships between humans and the more-than-human world, in which the relationship itself becomes a field of healing and a source of joyful well-being. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Culturally Ours. Check out the show notes at culturallyours.com. If you've enjoyed this show, please be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with your family and friends.